You must understand this. That of course he's entitled to his own opinion, whatever the motivation of that opinion may be. And of course, he's within his right to question whether Silver Birch can fool the circle of the silver cord. Did Silver Birch not himself say, try and test the spirit?
Yes.
Of course he did. Now, let me ask you all this. How many physical circles are operating publicly to the extent that the circle of the silver cord is, courtesy of Victor and Wendy, and the propagation of the word of the spirit via Miss Savitt's website? How many circles are doing this?
William, we think we are the only one, the only circle where we put on the net, on the internet, the actual voices, the spirit voices on the net within 2 hours of the meeting.
Exactly, my friend. That, in my mind, is dedication. Dedication to the greater good of mankind. And let me say this. That if that is the case, how many avenues of communication with Silver Birch have? Very limited, I believe. But of course, yes, Silver Birch has progressed beyond the realm that would allow the likes of me, you, or anybody else to experience until we ourselves progress. We, of course, cannot go to the vibration that Silver Birch dwells within, because, my friends, we would need to create a vibration that is far greater than what the vibrations that we exist within are capable of doing. The vibration that I speak of vibrates at a rate of existence far greater than what could ever be measured by any piece of earthly equipment. This vibration, of course, most difficult to attain by that of myself and, of course, yourself. But this vibration, once attained, can be slowed, so the vibration is able to be conducive with the vibration of the spirit dimension and the earth vibration. So what I am saying, my friends, the vibration can be slowed, and then repeated back to the original vibration. But the vibration that they dwell within cannot become greater until spirituality predicts that that is the case. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, of course, Silver Birch can, has, and will communicate further.
That's
wonderful. Let me tell you this. Of course, I understand that Silver Birch, at the time, said that he would never return. Of course, even Silver Birch, at his stage of evolution, when he spoke for Maurice Barbanel, not once in his mind and consciousness did he envisage the state of the earth vibration and what it would become. Mm. As you have said, people feel that maybe Jesus may come and save humankind. I believe that it would be more than learned spirits like Silver Birch. And of course, people like Jesus, if that's what you so wish to call them. Of course, there's no real identity of a vibration and consciousness of that. If you wish to place the name of Jesus upon them, such as this, then feel free to do so. I believe that they themselves would not mind what you call them. They are here merely for the greater good of humanity. Mm. And of course, Silver Birch is one such spirit and that. And of course, the silver birch is merely a name, a shroud that that spirit, highly evolved consciousness, used to be able to come back and commune with the physical vibration. So of course, you should all understand this. In times of adversity, as is now being displayed upon the earth vibration, channels of communication such as the circle of the silver cord will be used by those to be able to commune the message of the greatness of eternity. And silver birch once this. As for young David's vibration, well, that has no bearing upon who communes. David is just the conduit who allows the ectoplasm to be used for communication. And if, my friend, you all remember, you will remember the vibration was far greater and far finer within the sound's room on the eventide of silver birch communicating.
Yes, we could all feel it, wouldn't we?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So, my dear, my answer is this. If people wish to pour ridicule and scorn upon what takes place in the circle of the silver cord, then allow them to do such that. It is only them that one day will have to realize their spiritual misconception.